Good morning, Goshen County. This is Jeff Hawes with Eastern Wyoming College, and we're excited for another week of Lancer Live. And we have several guests with us in the studio today, and one that's calling in. We're going to start with our call-in. And Dr. Ochsner, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Well, good morning. We have our executive dean of academics on the line, and that is Dr. Debbie Ochsner, and she is here to share a real special announcement with our listening community. And I know you have a special event coming up from a group of students that you lead here on our campus called Phi Theta Kappa. And can you tell us about that event?
Yes, thank you for your time. We have two induction ceremonies throughout the year where we offer membership to new students who have completed 12 credit hours with a 3.5 GPA or above. And so we do that in the fall semester and the spring semester. So our spring semester induction ceremony is coming up this Thursday, February 22nd. It will be held at noon in the Fine Arts Auditorium. It lasts about half an hour. We have 20 students that will be inducted, and I just got an email last night at 10:38 for another student who wants to join, so we're kind of excited about this. It is open to all EWC student, faculty, and staff, and this is a cordial invitation to the community. We would love the community to join us in that event. If you've got time, I'll tell you a little bit about Phi Theta Kappa, so you've got some background. It might entice everyone to come and attend.
I would like, in fact, if you could, let's talk a little bit about what is Phi Theta Kappa, and you know, I'll turn it over to you. Let's share a little bit about the background. Why do we have that that organization on our campus?
Yes. So Phi Theta Kappa has a long standing. It's an academic honor society. It was actually established in 1918. And so it does have a long standing. Gosh, it has, it's global. It's got a presence in 11 nations, about 1,300 community colleges. So we're proud to be one of those. It offers $90 million in scholarships to transfer students. So these students are Phi Theta Kappa members specifically at the community college level. So it is a community college honor society. But it gives them that opportunity to apply for those scholarships. It offers leadership skills, community service. Our group is active on campus. We've got an amazing set of officers. We've got Destiny Hansen, who's our president. Roberta Cordingley is the secretary. Julianne Russell is the treasurer. Abby Felslig is our vice president. And they're just an awesome group of leaders. I am so impressed with them. So it's just an honor to be a part of that. And I'm excited for the new inductees, because then they can take those leadership roles next year.
So when you think about Phi Theta Kappa, you serve as an academic advisor. Are there others involved in helping with that whole process at the college?
Right now, I am the advisor, and yes, lots of people help. Lynn Wombolt helps me out with those students. We want the community to come to our induction ceremony, and afterwards we have a reception. So we have our cafeteria, baking cookies for us, and we have a nice little reception afterwards. So yeah, there are other people that gather in and help out with that. But they do community service on campus. They're actually quite the bunch of scholars. They're working on this this project of providing active random acts of tutoring. They recognize that they're leaders in scholarship, and they want to help other students, and they just don't have the time to actually organize and like set a time, because it's never like the perfect time for everybody. So they've taken it upon themselves just to kind of notice when they can help out other students with their studying or what have you.
Well, Dr. Ochsner, I really want to thank you for coming onto the program today to share a little bit about not only PTK, but that exciting ceremony that is literally coming up. And could you, for the listening audience, just repeat that date and time and location one more time? And again, the entire community is invited to come in and join the celebration of our students that have achieved this academic honor. And what's really interesting, it's not easy pulling a 3.5 GPA or higher at a college or university.
Not at all. These are academic students of excellence. They really are. And they're busy students too. I mean, they are involved in lots of other activities. But you know, I don't like to say it looks good on their resume, but it really is good for a resume. It's good for a transfer student, but it's also good for our technical students also. I've told them to put it in your letter of reference. Because it really indicates those skills of showing up to work, working hard, being able to learn, being able to complete the project. So I could go on and on. I won't. But, yes, the date is this Thursday, February 22nd at 12 noon in our Fine Arts Auditorium. So we look forward to seeing the community there, too.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Dr. Ochsner, for coming in. We really appreciate you sharing that with the listening audience. So, again, anyone that would like to come join us, please do so.
Yes, thank you. Have a good day.
You, too. And next in our program, we're going to be introducing you to our new human resources director, Mr. Daryl Spitzer, here in just a few minutes. And also joining the program live in the studio today is John Hansen, our Vice President for Student and Academic Services. And we're today going to talk about a resource that we've brought into our college. And it's one we're excited about. We think it's going to provide a lot of opportunity to provide training and essential support services to our employees. But before I start talking about that, I want to talk about, you know, where we are as a college. When I arrived here in June of 22 and a little over 18 months ago, now going on a little over 19 months, the college had been through a lot of challenges, and this community is well aware. The college had a cyber attack in June of 2021 that actually was quite crippling, and the college has had to work extremely hard, really, to put all the pieces back together to allow this college to move forward. And it really is a tribute to the people and the resources of the college that found ways to do very challenging things. And we've talked about that on this program, I think even in my first couple of Lancer Live programs, of what it takes to put a network back together and what it takes to run classes in a world where many things are online, but actually your network's down, so you don't actually have the ability to go online. And there were ways there, and our people here at the college had to figure out how to connect and embrace a group of students, keeping things very active. It's an extremely impressive feat that we have to put at our faculty and staff, who, not that anybody really probably likes to talk about this topic, but when COVID hit, it forced a lot of things online, and in a world where you had to go online and we lose the ability to go online, how do you answer that question? And this college did, which is very impressive. In the same token, it's also revealed things that we need to work on as a college and processes and procedures. And, you know, we've had to bring a number of consultants in to advise and counsel every area from IT to student services to academics, resources that help us improve at the highest level things that we do, to provide the appropriate training. And when I first arrived here at the college, one of the biggest challenges our employees need training. And where there was a period of time looking at financial resources that we restricted that. We restricted it for well over 5 years, the types of training to make sure that our people stay current with the critical knowledge. Well, that's one thing that I really set as a high priority, of bringing that type of training. And we're sending people now, or we're starting to initiate sending people to conferences and events to expand. But in the same token, we're also bringing resources that can come on site and handle that training, which is leading to a topic that we're bringing in today. And it's a topic I've had with both internal external stakeholders, because we've just recently set up a contract, actually in December of 23, a contract with a company called Sodexo. And Sodexo is a Fortune 500 company. They're in actually many colleges and universities in our country, and more than half of our colleges right here in Wyoming utilize a Sodexo-type service. They're not the only vendor, but they are definitely one of the big companies on the block that provide, resources to community colleges and universities in the areas of grounds, facilities, and food services. And, you know, there are some places that will outsource entirely those types of options. You know, I believe in our employee base, but I also believe in training. And we chose not to outsource. We chose to provide a management service where we can learn from the experience and all those resources that a company like Sodexo could provide a community college like Eastern Wyoming. So today we have in the studio two individuals who've worked closely with this company as they've started onboard. And first off, we're going to start off with Daryl Spitzer. And good morning, Daryl. Welcome to Torrington. I know you've been here. Well, how many months have you been here in Torrington?
I've been in Torrington 8 months now.
Eight months. And, yep. And actually, before we start talking about work, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I came from Oregon Market out there. I lived on the coast. I worked at a community college there, Tillamook Bay Community College. I was a dean of career technical there, and then also worked for the court for a while. Married, couple kids, moved to Wyoming for a variety of reasons, but really love the beauty, love the tranquility, the people. It really is, you know, I really appreciate Wyoming has an interesting or maybe a different sense of the word community, which is really powerful to my family and I. Those are values that we really appreciate and hold on to. And so we sort of just tripped over Torrington on a road trip one time and said, hey, I think we're going to move here. And so here we are now. But it's been a great transition, and I'm really enjoying getting to know everybody.
So serving as our new HR director, and just for our listening audience, is not what brought you to Torrington. But then when we posted a position, you saw that and saying, that is the type of thing I like to do. And of course, we drew you out of another area of here, you know, another area of work here. And we're excited to have you on staff because you bring an immense amount of experience, not only in career and technical education, but in human resources, in project management, and things that can help us improve as a college, addressing some of those things that we're talking about. And so I would say over the last few weeks, you've had an opportunity. Daryl was very heavily involved in the contract negotiation that we actually, I'd almost say it's a community because we listen to our internal stakeholders. We listen to our employees about what we need to negotiate into this contract for the greatest benefit. We negotiated the board of trustees, the EWC board of trustees heavily looked at the contract, making sure again, it's going to be a benefit. Always number one is our student. Our student is why we're here. It's our mission statement. Our student, if you ever read our mission statement, go online. The very first sentence is what I love the most. Students is our top priority. It's number one. But so are our employees. Our employees are critical to the success of our institution and the knowledge that we're bringing in here. Can you please talk about what's transpired? So we signed a contract in December. You were heavily a part of that contract negotiation. In January 15th, we had Sodexo Foley on site, which was a quick turnaround for them. I think normally they like 90 days to start that transition process. And, you know, typical of a small community college, we gave them 30 days and said we need to hurry, especially over the Christmas break when we all need to take that time to celebrate those things. Sodexo showed up January 15th, and here we are. And quickly, they've started helping look at some of the staffing needs in our college, and you've led that charge working with Sodexo as our HR director. And can you tell us how that process has gone and the type of talent we've been able to bring in that you're excited about into the organization?
Well, the process has gone really well. And in a lot of ways, we didn't depart from a lot of the work we did as a college. We were doing very good work as a college prior. We needed to, like we talked, we're bringing in talent here. We're trying to we're trying to make things better, right? I mean, we're moving forward. We're trying to elevate it. And at the end of the day, having great food services, having great facilities, having a great building, having great grounds, it's accommodating, it's open, it's freeing for students. Why? Because students are our top priority. Everything drives to that point. And so working with Sodexo, it's been great. They had their model, we had our model, and they weren't that far apart. And so we blended those in, and then we just looked at maybe some talent skills that were a little bit different than what we were doing before. They bring in maybe a little higher in the chef manager piece in the kitchen, where they're bringing in a little bit more of the maybe process controls, food safety standards that are increased, food, you know, cooking processes that are maybe a little bit more modern. And then we bring in folks to really assist in facilitating that, right? Because they're bringing in to manage, we get to do the doing. And so we're hiring EWC employees that work for the college, not employees that work for Sodexo. For example, in the kitchen, we've hired a number of folks that are coming in. They're getting trained. They're going to take safe serve training. They're going to get training on the grills. They're going to get trained on process, on food handling, on our storage. And then overall, we're going to just improve both the methodology and the function of the kitchen and of our food services. It's going to elevate it. It's going to give the students more options, fresher options, just a better quality product. Not that our old product was bad, but to say that we can't do better, I think we're turning a blind eye to opportunity. And the same thing in facilities maintenance. We really departed from a lot of our old ways. I've had just an amazing recruitment cycle here at the college where I've brought in an electrician on Friday. We signed hiring papers for a HVAC specialist, been to school, trained HVAC specialist. On the 26th of this month, our facilities maintenance manager comes in. He comes out of Casper, and he is this amazing pedigree. He's a mechanical certifications. He owns an HVAC company on the side. He worked for Casper College. I mean, this is a really amazing individual is going to bring these really high level skills in here. And in that, Sodexo has these amazing training opportunities. They can train folks to be electricians. They can train folks to continue education in HVAC, in mechanical structures. They do some project management. They do some facilities design. They just bring this great skill set. I remember when I was talking to folks when we were bringing Sodexo on, I said, don't look at the contract itself. It's a bunch of legalese. It's a bunch of options. It's a bunch of do's and don'ts. But look, the offer package is in the appendix. That's where Sodexo's strength is. Because if you look, I mean, if you're into process improvements, or if you're into sort of global process or total quality management kinds of ideas, they bring this amazing skill set that we really lack as an institution. And not that everybody, most institutions lack this. This has really been in a manufacturing sector. And in the last 10, 15 years, it's moved into the public sector or the service sector. This type of work is amazing for us. We can glean so much and gain all of this, these contextual kinds of knowledge that we can bring to other areas of the college. So while we're watching them make our core processes better, we can take that same desire, that same process, that same approach, and apply it to all kinds of other areas that are maybe we've thought of as less tangible than getting something clean or fixing food. So it's really been amazing.
Well, that's outstanding. So when we talk, and the trades are where things are at, and John's going to talk about this in just a minute, and Daryl's come from that background of not only educating in the trades. I mean, we'll do this at another time. Daryl's got an extensive background that we plan on tapping as a resource here for a college. But when we start thinking about what we have in our resources here, to have an electrician on staff, to have an HVAC person on staff, and some of those resources, it just adds to the great team of people that we have here at the college serving, and it allows us to think about things at a higher level. That's just part of how we operate as a college. And you know, when we start thinking about roles, I know food services, you're also getting ready to potentially hire a new leader in that area.
Yes.
If you could talk about that a little bit, are we ready to talk about that?
I think we are. I think we're ready to talk about it. We did extend an offer, both Chef Raphael and I extended an offer last week to a gentleman that lives in Casper. He actually was born in Torrington. And moved away with his family and moved abroad and did some things like that. And he brings a really amazing pedigree, and I think really a boots on the ground approach and a really high quality approach. And so we're going to take that going to take that sort of small town love and that care, and then we're going to add this really comprehensive structure over it, and it's going to work really well, you know, with our family. Just really quickly, you know, having the people work for EWC and keeping that talent in EWC. You know, this is a Torrington product. It's for the community. We're driving the community this. We want to support the community as a college. I mean, it's just really important to us, you know, with our students and the things that we're doing. We want to be able to facilitate support for the community. And having somebody from town come, I mean, how fortuitous is that? They coming back home really in a lot of ways in the interview. And then and just trying to do that and bringing this skill, I just think overall, I think we, once we get onboarded and we get everything on, I can't see why, you know, I think a community member should come up, take a look around, have a lunch, you know, come and see what we're offering and see the new options and that sort of the new face of these areas and what it's done to improve the college.
Absolutely. I love that idea. Community is more than welcome to come in, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I know they serve three times a week, Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sundays. You know, we've gone to two services instead of one starting in January to better serve our students and meet their needs with a brunch and I think a dinner, a late afternoon dinner. So that's a great transition, actually, to talk with John just for a second as we kind of close out the program today. And when we think about the future, you know, here we have resources, and there are, again, as I mentioned earlier, we're sending people to training, we're bringing consultants in that are training in every area of the college, and this is another layer of expertise being brought in for our grounds and facilities and food services. John, as you think about the future, what do you think about when you think about such relationships?
Yeah, one of the exciting things about Sodexo is it gives us the opportunity to look into HVAC apprenticeships, an HVAC program, electrical apprenticeships, and also on the food service side, some culinary arts. And so it was one of the things about that as a company, continually ask in the process of, have you done this before? Do you have a training seminar, a system? And they're actually looking for colleges just like us as a place to begin. And you might think like Torrington is small, but one of the things that they called out was how clean our kitchen is, and they felt like the amount of space and the opportunity there would be great for a culinary arts program. So there are so many things that we are bringing to the college, and one of the big things that we heard from our community is, are you guys going to have more summer camps? Well, in order for us to have summer camps, we got to be able to turn our dorms around very quickly. We need to be able to have food services. It's just facilities and total quality management. And Sodexo gives us that. They can tell us how quickly it is, set up management and processes. And so it's just that we're no longer kind of the community college of the past. We're looking at how we're going to serve our community, how we're going to serve students, and really move forward.
Actually, I love that thought, moving forward, right?
Yep.
And John, I'm going to put an additional thought on when Sodexo here, literally a month ago, they arrived. And they're looking internally in our kitchen, and they're talking about how amazingly clean it was. They've started managing our staff. And just in that process, they've praised our employees at that college. These are people that care very deeply about our students. They care very deeply about the work they're doing. And again, this is an avenue where we could put opportunity in front of our people for a training, and you're going to go one layer deeper. People potentially could come here, and if someone said, I want to be an electrician, and this isn't built yet.
Right.
These are the ideas that you want to start thinking about. How could someone come work for EWC in our maintenance and grounds and start working toward licensure? How could someone come work in our kitchen and potentially work on licensure in these various fields, whether it's electrical, HVAC, or even being a chef or whatever other ideas could merge. Correct.
Right.
And that's where your thoughts
are. Yeah, 100%. And the thing to think about is you'll earn a credential that'll be with you from life. And here's just some other things that Sodexo does. Like, they're asking us about how we clean the windows. And part of one of the technology things they have are they're actually using drones to clean windows, spray it on and wipe it off. And so that's what we see, is that there's just this technology. There's this order of doing things. In the hydroponics era, farm to fork. And so looking at a partner who, I guess in a few of the different universities, they have accounts with really are doing this, growing food in a greenhouse, processing it and serving it to students. And so we have students from about 20 different countries from around the world, unique dietary needs. And how do we provide the freshest produce? And they also have a program about eating locally sourced beef. So it's just when you stack up all the dominoes, all of the opportunities about what it's going to be bringing, it really is a great strength for our students and for our community.
Well, I think that's a great place to put a pin in thinking about this program, because this needs to come back for the future, working with our staff in all of these areas and hearing about the great things we're doing for students. I want to thank both of you for your leadership. Please thank our entire teams in these areas who've just stepped up and are, change is difficult. For any one of us, whenever we bring change, it does bring some challenge, because it is about a new way of thinking, about a new way of doing. But as we move forward, I want to thank both of you for leading those conversations at our college and seeking out these types of opportunities and resources that can help us be the best possible version of Eastern Wyoming College. This place has a great history, a 75-year history of doing great things. We're the oldest community college here in the state of Wyoming. And just as we shared with nursing, just last week, we got to tell a story about how Dr. Teichert, and we celebrated at our Board of Trustees with our nurses, these are committed people, are now number one in every metric. And they'll be candid, they were in the bottom of every metric a year ago. Doesn't mean they weren't doing good things, but now they're at the top of every metric of success of a nursing program here in the state of Wyoming. And it was an entire nursing program pulling together, doing something amazing. And we want to see those types of things in every area of the college. And I think that can be a reality.
Agreed.
Well, thank you, Daryl. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Any final words, Daryl?
No, I think you said it the best. I think the best is yet to come. I just look forward to being part of it. It's great.
Excellent. Yep. Well, thank you for joining our team, and we will see you here in Goshen County. Thanks again for joining us for another week of Lancer Live, and we'll see you next Monday. Thank you.